You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Yo, what's up, family?
What's up?
We're back as usual to kick it with your favorite cop podcast, Woke-ish, your sophisticated source of ratchet entertainment. I bet we have like a great show, don't we?
I would say so.
I would think so as well.
I don't know. I'm not too confident about that. Look at y'all.
You're not feeling too confident.
The way y'all said that was a little hesitant.
Listen.
Let me tell you, when I seen Lady T pull up, I was like, yes. I am not about to start this off. Nope, I'm not ready.
Nobody else want that heat.
I'm not ready.
Man.
If y'all haven't noticed yet, Scooby, Mr. Rose is late today, so we all get to give him some shit.
Yes, always on our head.
Did we decide if this is the last show?
No,
oh no,
God,
no.
We got one more.
Okay, we got one more. All right, Just kidding, y'all.
So, as usual, per normal, we want to shout out Coach over there listening to us live, hopefully right now. He had to work, so he still couldn't be here with us in the studio. But like we always say, he is holding down a Facebook page, keeping y'all laughing with some entertainment and some Kirkpatrick's.
I don't know.
I seen a video and it was like multiple Kirkpatrick's. I was like, Kirkpatrick? Like, but it was just one. I'm like, all right, cool.
I don't get it. What's cool? Okay.
I'm going to be quiet.
I'm just keeping moving.
We just going with it.
Just keep on moving. Yep.
I don't know.
Just ride that.
Somebody fell and it was funny. So here we go. This show is brought to you today by some old Tennessee salted caramel whiskey who T reminded me about because I thought it was apple moonshine, but it was not. So I took like half of her drink. And
he cleaned it all up. I didn't.
And some good ass mango Ciroc that tastes amazing and tropical fruit punch Minute Maid. All right.
Oh, that's not bad. I've never seen that before.
Come on, chime in. Help me out.
I've never seen that Minute Maid before.
No, I haven't either. But like, I went in the liquor store and I was like,
all
right, what am I about to get?
Oh, there it is.
I'm like, what am I about to get? And so the guy was like, we got Ciroc. What you want? I'm like, mango. Yeah, I'll take that.
Okay. And it pairs very well with the
what is it, tropical punch?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. All right. There you go. So let's get started with some spear animals.
Are we back on? I know. Look, goddamn you, David. No, let's talk about the week. Right. How's everybody week?
Oh my God. Okay. I'm Darth Vader.
Okay. That's your spirit animal?
Please elaborate.
Yeah.
I seen this thing and it reminded me. It reminded me of like Star Wars, and then I went straight to Darth Vader because that was the first person I could think of.
Okay.
All right.
We'll let it ride.
Nobody want to be Greg in his absence?
No. Nope.
Why do y'all keep trying to make us be
everybody?
I'm not trying to make you be Greg. I just know he always asks.
We can't be his spirit.
He cannot be our spirit animal
because he late. So, I mean.
Period. All right, moving on. Dom, how was your week?
It was cool. This week was okay. Dom was having a good week.
Look who's late.
The cat drug in. Is that what the saying is?
We were just talking so much about you.
Would you make that left turn to Albuquerque or something?
I'm screaming. Shut up. Because I make the wrong turn every time.
I know. Hey,
when you pulled up,
I was like, they're going to tee.
Every time.
They're going to tee. Missed her whole turn.
Every week. I never forget it. It never fails.
And you're late.
I missed the whole show.
You missed the whole show.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to you.
We're wrapping up.
I'm going to do him like this. I'm gonna talk to you later.
That's it, guys.
Hi, guys.
What's up, man? You got a spirit animal?
I want to say welcome back to Woke-ish, but y'all already said that.
Yeah. You got a spirit animal, man? Come on, we got to catch up.
Yeah, I do have a spirit.
I'm Darth Vader, by the way. They're nobody.
Darth Vader. Yeah. Y'all still ain't got no spirit animal, huh?
the bear that be on.
Oh, yeah, you gonna talk to that?
Okay, my spirit animal this week. I'm not to be on see, time. She looking. Stop looking at me because she already know what I'm about to say.
To be on time.
No, I was gonna say it was myself.
Oh, oh my god! All right,
okay, okay, all right.
Moving forward, get out. Okay,
going back outside. Okay. Whoa, going back outside.
Well, okay, all right. My spirit animal this week is gonna be Mufasa.
Ooh.
What?
Because right. I can't talk about Avengers Endgame because some people haven't seen it yet. So
yeah,
I can't,
so if you say.
I can't say who my real spirit animal it. Is because it's going to give it away. But
thank you.
It's all good.
So,
hi,
Don,
how
Don,
are you? I'm a Scooby.
Yeah, Randy's out.
Okay, I kind of figured that.
So Don was in the middle of her week telling us how she had a good week.
I did. It was cool. Yeah. No complaints this week. I'm just here.
Oh, just so y'all don't get caught off guard, we do have two guests coming in shortly.
Oh.
Chantel and her fiance, Chris.
Okay.
Hey.
Oh, okay. All right. Hey.
Hey, y'all.
All right. I'm sorry. Dom, you said you had
that was it. I don't have nothing special just yet. That's it.
Nothing special. Just a regular week.
Just regular?
Regular.
We can be regular sometimes. You don't have to treat us this way. Because okay. He looked at us like regular.
I be seeing you post on Facebook and you be saying some shit and I'd be like, all right, Dom is either going through it or really feeling herself. I can't tell.
Oh, shoot.
Like, it's one of your three personalities.
That's so funny. That's me too, though.
They just be funny. I'm trying to, let me go see what I posted.
I'm crying. That's
I gotta go back through my week now.
I'm myself. Sit my ass down this week. I'm gonna just throw that out there.
I can't wait.
Did we just jump segments? Wait a minute.
No, but I just want to. We speaking about who we are during the week on social media. I'll be on there saying some. You know.
You do.
Yeah. So yeah. It has something to do. Something I posted.
Yeah, it's funny because the you that I talk to when it comes to the show is completely different from the you that post on Facebook. Because I'll get on Facebook after talking to you, I'm like, who is this? That's not Tierra, that's TT.
TT?
That's TT.
I tried to get away from calling her TT.
I can't get away from it.
How was your week?
My week was okay. Nothing big, nothing special. Just okay.
Still rubbing naked folk and towels?
Cool. Yeah, you don't watch her Insta stories?
I do. That's why I'm gonna mess with her. I'll
be getting on there.
I'll
be looking specifically for her Insta stories.
Oh no.
What you think you gonna see?
Your butt naked facials.
Oh my gosh. Y'all still on the
I just wanted to admit it.
No, that is not true.
I go last, even though Greg was the last one in here. How was your week, brother?
Damn, y'all just not
going. Yeah, you feeling
it?
Yeah.
The one time, yeah. Okay?
You feeling it? Uh-huh.
One time in 12 weeks.
That's all it takes.
One time in 12 weeks. Okay. My week was, it was really weird. I was so unprepared for life this week.
Mm-hmm.
I overslept on my days off. With
on
so
your
much
days
to,
off?
On my day, yeah, because I had a lot of stuff to do.
How do you do that?
I overslept, didn't get anything done that I needed to get done, and then work. Like, I was almost late so many times, and I'm like I'm low-key dodging a write-up for my attendance because they like me because I was supposed to get a write-up like 2 weeks
ago.
Ain't
that always awkward, though, coming in, and you know you're supposed to get a write-up?
Yeah, I'll be waiting for it.
Hey!
Every time they call me back to the office, it'd be like, damn, here we go.
Exactly. You're like, waiting on
it. And then they'd be like, oh, you got some mail, or can you go move this? And
you're like, okay.
All right, cool. Yeah. Anything else? That's it? Nothing else you want to talk about?
Cool. I'm out. All right. So, my week, I'm exhausted, yo. I'm like, I'm so fucking tired right now. Like, but I did have a good week. You know, nothing out the ordinary really happens. Just I've been running around just shit behind three kids and a girl. And,
yeah, you've had a lot of kid activities.
Yeah, so today, like today was like the icing on the cake. I woke up at about 6 this morning, got my daughters ready for gymnastics. We went to gymnastics and we went to my son's soccer game, his first soccer game. So we made that today. We left there, did my daughter. Well, I didn't do my daughter's hair, my girl did. So
I must say, I hope you didn't do it.
No.
Oh, no.
Well, I have before, but we won't talk about that.
It's YouTube videos for you to find that you could do the baby's hair.
But yeah, I'm not doing that. So yeah, we did her hair and then we had to go take pictures for her ballet recital and then get our tickets and all that shit. So maybe I'll post a couple of those to the book. Yeah, so I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I don't even know how I'm here and up right now, but less of that. We got our guest in for today, Chantel. Familiar voice.
Hey,
what's up, Chantel?
Hey, how you doing?
Would you like
to
introduce?
We just rode here together. I already know how you're doing.
Yeah,
I feel like you know our other guests in here.
Well,
I feel like Kinda, a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Our other guest.
A little bit.
Our other guest will be my fiance, Chris.
What's up, Chris? What's going on?
What's up, man?
Chilling.
All right.
Chris is an avid listener of the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, he listens.
Y'all want to tell us about y'all week before we get into it?
My week was busy. I've had a busy week, especially at work, but I still made time for fun. Me and babe made time for fun. We went to the bar the other night, so yay.
Yeah, I'm still recovering.
Right? I woke up like a trooper this morning, though. Because I really had, you know how you look at your time, you know, I got the hours. Maybe I should call off today. I had that great debate this morning, but no.
A reason to stay at home.
So, right?
I've been with my company for so long that I get like little gifts and stuff now on my anniversary date. So this year I got a coffee mug. And when they called me into the office, I said, and I tell them this every year, I said, y'all fuck up giving me vacation time. Because y'all gonna need me on the Tuesday, and I'm gonna be like,
the way my yes.
cough. I'm not feeling good. I'm not coming right. in. Oh, and ha, you're so funny. Okay, I'm down to 75 hours, and I just got that shit yesterday.
So. Speaking of that, have anybody else heard about you get like a certain amount of hours for sick leave now? Well, I don't know if it's now, but at least it's in the works. I don't know all of the details about it.
Yeah, because at my job, the part-timers get, they used to get 2 hours on their anniversary date every month of personal time, and full-timers get 4 hours. Now they switch it to everybody gets 1 hour per week for each month. So everybody gets 4 hours now, but instead of getting them on our anniversary date, every week you accrue 1 hour. So, yeah. Okay.
I still don't understand, but whatever. I don't follow.
Everybody gets 4 hours a month. What don't you get?
I don't follow. Chris, what's going on, man? Fiance Chris?
Oh, man. Just busy school.
That's your nickname, though. We're going to call you Fiance Chris.
That's fine. Just schooling and clinicals and head just all over the place.
Good shit.
I just got a good solid rock over there that's holding me down. So,
okay. Shout out to Lord.
All right, a little
shout
PDA.
Yeah.
Trying to get these brawny points on while I'm on here.
That's the right way to do it. Yeah.
We didn't even ask you if she's going, but she is. Yeah.
Get it all in, brother.
Get right. it all in. I'm you. Do it on air. I'm with right. you. You get extra. Oh,
this brother God. Right here is the king of throwing out future brownie points.
I'm mad.
I got like leftover brownie points. I got like a credit line.
Right here. I keep counting every show.
When you start to run out, they roll over.
Right.
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah.
All right. Turning the edibles now. Brownie points.
You know what?
It went over my head, but I caught it.
What you mean?
It wasn't too late. It wasn't too late.
Nope. All right. So,
well, real quick, D, before I'm going to hand you back to Reigns, because you clearly are running the show today.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't already put my feet in the boots.
Watch out,
I might need the head seat there.
Real quick, shout out to episode 12. I listened.
That shit was hilarious.
It was from start to fucking finish. We were crying, laughing in the car on the way over here.
Yes, I was dying.
Sierra, I don't know what the fuck you were on. Dom, you were in rare form.
If you mention that shit, I will hop over this goddamn table.
So listen.
No. 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 Because he's been bringing that shit up to me all week.
Listen.
All week.
I didn't listen. Listen, okay? Can we listen? Can we listen?
She haven't heard it.
Damn
it. So I've actively
Can we
been.
Listen?
No.
Okay?
No.
No, but seriously, episode 12 was so dope. So I had to shout that out for the one time. I love our two-hour joints, but that did something to my spirit. Because you and your... Yeah, because we talked about it in the group. Because I thought you was about to pull out your shank. With your mean ass. Yeah, but yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dave. I just had to shout that out because y'all, I love y'all for that. That's some shit we gonna take to the grave with us. It's on public platform, but we gonna talk about that for years.
Right.
No, I can't wait till like episode 20, so it's just in the past.
Oh, look at him. He's like, I'm gonna be
great. Oh, I mean, since you gonna keep it going, thumb fun in the bum. Take it back, remember
that? So, our first scholarship for the day. So, all right, let's get into some sit your ass down. Since you
he like, whatever.
Yeah, period. PT.
Period.
You wanna go first?
Oh my God, it's so long and complicated. First of all, I'm crazy as shit.
I agree.
Fuck you.
You see her right eye twitch when she said
that.
said I'm crazy as shit.
I'm sitting my ass down because I did some dumb shit the other day. I met this guy. He's cool. We were supposed to go out. He stays in Clinton Township. We go all the way out. I drive all the way out to Clinton Township.
I'm talking to Dom.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I get all the way there to the restaurant we're supposed to go to. On the way there, I'm talking to a guy that I used to kick it with. And I'm like, oh, yeah, let me just, whatever. I get all the way to the restaurant, sit outside for 10 minutes. Like, Tierra, are you going to go back to this nigga that ain't shit? And you know he ain't shit, but he cool, but you just comfortable with him? Or are you going to go in this restaurant and talk to this potentially good guy? And what I do, drive my dumb ass all the way to South
Carolina. Oh, my God.
Hey, so you're the one on Facebook.
Me, my girl, sit your ass down.
So wait. What did you
say? Just be open.
Hey, at least you can admit to your faults.
What did you say to the guy that you left?
Girl, I was like, oh, something came up. I'm sorry.
So Tito went on Facebook and like, it's me. I'm motherfucking.
Right?
I'm motherfuckers. It's me. Just always overthinking.
Oh, it's my turn. Yeah, you gotta sit your ass down. I'm just going in a circle because I can't keep up with like bouncing around the table. So we just gonna go around.
Y'all, I still don't have a sit your ass. I don't. So look,
I'm sitting you.
It's
down.
Not that don't. I know people do piss me off because it'd be some dumb shit. And you just be like, maybe that's what who's gonna sit their ass down? Just dumb shit.
Dumb shit.
Sit it down.
Is dumb shit a noun or a verb?
People that do the dumb shit. I don't know. People do irritate me, but then I'll be like, you know what? But then I'll be like. Well, shit, that's people, whatever, get over it. And so that's why I don't be having no sit your ass down, because by the time I get here, I just like, I'm over it.
I don't give a fuck no more.
Yeah, right. I just right. be over it.
Shantae?
I'm going to put out the people who, I'm going to send a sit your ass down to the people who talk to you while you on the phone. And don't say excuse me. That is so rude. That is so rude.
I hate that. I'm still
please just say excuse me. Sit your ass down. Where's your manners?
Don't you hate when you got headphones in and people just come up talking to you?
Yes,
but
like,
it's headphones what? Here though. Like
you make eye contact?
No,
because even if I ain't got no music playing, I ain't looking at you.
Maybe I literally when I get to work sometimes, it's people who sit in the parking lot waiting to talk to me. So I put out my phone and it don't be nobody on. I just put my phone in my ear and I try to like sprint to the gate,
bro.
And, like they still
when I was in AP, like I was responsible for a lot. In the store, so when people would come up and talk to me and I didn't want to talk, I would pop them headphones in and just be like, oh, I'm so, what? What'd you say? Hold on. And just walk away. Like
I'm screaming.
Yeah, I'm an asshole.
So who you'll sit your ass down? One of them people?
No. My sit your ass down nomination goes to the person that blocked us both on Facebook.
Oh, God. I wasn't going to talk about that.
I'm not going to talk about it, but because okay. we clearly right. understand it.
Yep.
But that individual... can just go have a seat.
Period.
That's it. That's all I got.
I want to give a big sit your ass down to all those dummies who make appointments and don't show up.
I said
that's
I was
why
sorry.
You got to start doing that $20
cash deposit. Make a deposit. Free money.
See?
Yeah.
You free holding money. Up my chair.
Ow.
For somebody who probably would have paid.
Is it a chair or a table? Because they be stretched out.
It's actually both.
It's a chair and a table?
Yes.
Because, so it like fold back into it? Yeah. Oh, that's nasty.
You talking about that's
so do
nasty.
Like a disco ball drop down with some low lights?
What?
Then the smoke machine goes?
I'm done.
Then you hear, wait,
I'm done.
Then you
goodbye.
Hear.
Goodbye.
So that's the happy ending spot, not a spa.
Absolutely not.
Listen, her
no.
people be looking so relaxed in them photos. I'd be like, what?
They are.
I know.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
I'm sorry. I just don't want to get butt naked for a facial. Can I keep my clothes on for the facial?
Man.
They be butt naked.
No, they don't.
Okay. So what do they have on your towel?
So, my sit your ass down.
And a wrap.
So,
yes.
So my sit your ass down this week. Hey, Damien, what's your sit your ass down? All right, let me tell you. So,
oh, we are in the show.
Yeah, kind of. So this goes out to my motherfucking neighbor who parks in my parking spot every fucking day. And it drives me insane. Like, bro, look, when you moved in there, and there's more details behind it, but I can't talk about it. But when you moved in, I told you off rip, like, hey, what's up, man? Cool. I'm glad to see you living here. It's a good place. Just don't park in my spot.
Heads up.
Don't park in my spot and we'll be good. And this, what does he do every day since he moved in?
He took that literal.
That's like, oh, okay. Fucking spot.
Have you gone to the store yet?
So what do? Every night I come home, I turn my music all the way up, all the way up. And I know it's no spots by the time I get home because he took it. So I go, I pull in the little spot where we park at. I skirt the tires out and I turn around like I donut that bitch. Oh, so it turn around. Like I turn off my all wheel drive just so it can donut and spin out. And then I burn rubber and then I go park right in front of my house, which is a fire lane. Oh gosh, should I say that? Can we edit that? Let's take that part out. But yeah, so I park right in front of my house.
You just incriminated the shit out of yourself.
Yeah. Well, fucking shit. You got to catch me first. Ain't nobody know where I stand. So yeah, I just park in front of my house, leave my music up for a minute. Sometimes I get out and turn on the alarm, just let that bitch go off for about 3 minutes.
Petty
Hope bill. I piss him all the way off.
Petty
how
bill.
Many times has he taken your parking spot?
Every day.
For how long?
Every
since
day.
Since he's
he
living
there? Every day.
So why haven't you said
you probably
anything.
Rubbed him the wrong way when you said that to him. He probably was like,
exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Like, he keep parking in my spot. I'm going to rub his ass the wrong way, all right. With a scholarship.
Oh, my gosh.
But
dang.
Yeah.
Did you hear how you just
said that? I wouldn't even go say.
I would just go.
All right. I'm just going to let you listen.
Every episode, I say some shit that I regret that I said when I hear it.
Right.
This
is
going to be a nice group chat this week.
Oh, yeah.
No.
So
I'm going to possibly fight him is what I meant.
I hope not.
Yeah. Did we go to we hold there? But who next, man? We
got Fiance Chris.
Oh,
Fiance Chris.
Get your ass down.
I got a good one.
Shanty.
I'm a good girl. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's a different station.
That's the man show. The man show.
Yeah.
Come on, man. I'm trying to get.
I know.
Don't even do me like this.
Hey, you see Chantel looking like, say it.
She's like, I wish you
on the way here.
Hey, I try to use common sense sometimes.
Right.
Okay, good. Sit your ass down. When you at work, and people act like they don't know what they're doing. Mm. Trying to get you to do their job for you.
Oops, I'm a culprit.
Damn.
That's okay. That's crazy. Yeah. I didn't even know people be doing that.
I just hate that all the time.
Yeah. I just hate when people don't know. Like, how long have you been? Like,
they want you to be under them.
I go through that so much at work. It'd be like, hi, I'm the supervisor, and you work for me? Oh, okay.
So that's my situation. Like, I'm not doing it. I'm walking out with you. Like, I'm not doing it.
Listen.
It's me. I'm motherfuckers.
Right. Look, I am not doing it at all. That's my sit your ass down.
So all of y'all can sit down. If you lazy and don't want to do your shit,
sit your ass down.
Oh, we didn't play the song.
See, that's what happens when you late. You don't figure shit out.
Hey, you right. We didn't get it right. This is your show.
All right.
You in the driver's seat?
No, because after this situational bullshit, I'm giving it right back to you, bro. Mm-hmm. All right. So this situational bullshit is, I don't know, situational. Here we go. So you just got a new job making $190,000 a year. You've been working there for about 3 months, and you haven't met your boss, who's been on maternity leave. Could be man or woman, because men get it too. Who's been on maternity leave, so you've been working with the fill-in, and you just bought a new house, a new car, you got the kid, a new school, and all that shit. So the next week, your boss finally makes it back, and it's your baby mama, who's been absent from your kid's life for about 2 years, who left you because she wasn't ready for kids or family life. She sees you, and instantly, you are fired for filing bad paperwork. What you doing? Starting it down and going around.
Oh, because I did that?
No, because you're sitting there.
Oh. It was because that's so petty. She fired you.
Yeah,
I mean,
she also left you when she had a kid. So yeah, she petty.
And then she fired you. Dang. Yeah. I mean, so okay, she fired me, and I ain't seen her. Can I sue? Cause damn,
that's exactly what I was saying. I'm about to get you for all your little pitties.
Like you already left me with the kids, and then I'm trying to work, and you gonna
take all this to court, like
comp something.
That's fucked up. Like yeah. I wouldn't even do you like that if I was the boss. You know,
you taking care of her kids, and you know your ass left.
Like that's fucked up.
But I'm gonna try to sue you.
See what you doing?
That's fucked up.
I'm gonna try to sue you, and I'm gonna be looking for another job. I'm not doing it. I ain't. I'm gonna just go. I'm gonna take my whatever. I'm gonna try to sue him. I'm trying to get my money, but apparently, if I'm making 190K.
I mean, you made it for 3 months, shit. So you got a nice.
I got what I'm saying, but if I'm worth that amount, shit, I'm like, I'm out here, like, what?
Clearly,
like,
I was doing my job before like, you got here.
Okay. Y'all wrong. Sure. Let me tell you, I'm going to child support.
Y'all ain't even got to find her.
Y'all ain't got to fire her. I got to do nothing. No, she ain't getting fired either. We're going to child support. Friends of the court.
And you know where she at now?
I'm getting this paper. I know her social.
Isn't this the person that hired me though?
No, she was on maternity leave.
You said that. Oh, it was the fill-in boss. Okay, yeah. I was like, wait a minute. So you saw my paperwork?
You know my name, right?
You know who this was? Okay.
I didn't even think about that. Damn, I'm clever. Chantel?
The same thing. I tried to sue her. Like, girl, I'm about to get my panties out of you. Everything out of you. And you left me with our kid. I mean, which is fine because I'm raising it. I don't care. But still, yeah, you foul. You just a foul person. You
bitch.
Need Jesus.
Sorry. It came out of nowhere.
That was anger. That came from a little bit behind that.
I mean, it'd be that way sometimes. Scooby?
I'm gonna put that bitch on child support.
Yes.
I know that one.
Period.
I mean, come on. What the fuck? Really, though?
Right?
Clearly you coming after me because it's me. And you gonna fire me over some paperwork bullshit. Mm-hmm. I'm going to EEOC. Mm-hmm. I'm suing your entire fucking company. Then I'm taking your ass to family court and I'm suing you for your draws. Then I'm gonna fuck your sister.
You gonna smell?
You gotta go to friend of court first. Yeah. So it's documented how much.
I know.
Shit, they take
you imagine how bad
depending on where you file, they take some. Yeah,
you imagine how bad it look. You taking her draws?
As soon as you walking out the door, you on the phone with them.
Mm-hmm. Tanisha,
I was basically gonna say the same thing everybody else saying. I mean, except you know, I'm follow the workplace steps first before I get to the suing. You know, like he mentioned EEOC, because, I mean, obviously it's somebody, well, in my case, it would be my baby daddy. But obviously it's somebody over him. So I'm going to go over them first. And if that don't work, then it's going to escalate.
Period.
Can we talk about this? Because hypothetically speaking, I'm your situational baby daddy in these situations. And I don't like the approach you just took to this.
No. Well, you don't have to like it.
I just had to crack my
leg real quick. Oh.
Break up with me again, okay?
So, I actually didn't think of an answer, but I'm going to take all of you guys' collective answer.
You need to sit your ass down
this week. And, yeah, I do.
Yeah, sit your ass down.
Yeah, I'm going through EEOC, because if I make $190K, you got to figure it's probably a banging-ass business. So, exactly. Now that's foul play.
Right.
That's foul play. So, now I got two things on my hand. One, you hire a bullshit-ass person to be whatever sort of manager or leader. Mm-hmm. And so, now I want that cash from y'all, because I'm suing, period. And I'm also going to child support because, bitch, I ain't seen you in however many years, right. And apparently you making some dough.
So wouldn't you think a job that pays you like that, wouldn't that come with some kind of severance package?
It comes with a severance package.
I would assume so.
Like, I would think that would be something that would be in a contract with somebody making that kind of bread.
Give me 6 years. What's the math on that?
Michigan works.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12.
Because the company going to have to comp the rest of that payment, too. You mean whatever Michigan works give you, then they have to compensate for whatever you lack at 80%.
Like,
woo. Y'all get to talk about money. I start itching because
I can't wait to meet a baby mama who got a kid from me and I'm making $190K. Bitch, fire me right now.
All right.
Would you?
Hypothetically,
shit, you
of course.
Fiance Chris stepped in and was like, bitch, you wouldn't on child support.
Yeah, I had to follow behind that one. Like, yeah, you going on. Well, first off, you're going to already be on child support. You making that kind of bread?
Unless she dodges.
She been dodging.
You ain't know.
Yeah. I can't do it.
I missed that part.
Yeah.
I missed that part.
She went forward.
Word.
Packed her bag and was gone. Scooby, the show's yours.
Oh. As I bow my head, going back to my notes.
All right. So I actually did have one more. So we will go into word of the day.
Fuck.
Yeah. Did you think I wasn't going to come with word of the day?
Right. I was hoping.
Especially since you late.
Late.
Right.
Ooh, what is it? Punctual. Punctual is the word of the day.
It should have been. God damn. Oh, hey, man. Down. Goddamn.
Where were your antennas?
Dom.
My mic is off. I can't hear.
Nah, okay.
They were. Definitely.
I didn't know you were going back to school, Dom, because you just got a full.
So, ride. Shit. Now I'm mad that it's not punctual. Fuck it. Let's do it punctual. That's my shit. Punctual. That's not a word.
Right. I was going to say, that's not a word. That's not what you're looking for.
Today's word of the week on some fly shit is now punctual. It was actually exclusivity, but I don't want
to
do
that. We're going to come back to it next week anyway.
Yeah, we do that next week.
He still not going to know what it is next week.
Today's word of the week is punctual, and I don't know the actual definition, but I'm assuming.
I got a sentence.
We got the sentence.
We got a definition.
What?
Oh, okay.
The definition of punctual.
I got one.
Is,
I got a good one.
Drum roll.
Shit.
I got a good one.
In old time.
Wait a minute. Punctual.
Because Greg was not punctual today.
Happening or doing something at the agreed or proper time, on time, or semicolon, on time.
And Gregory was nowhere near punctual today. Where are you, Gregory?
Greg called me earlier and let me know that he would not be punctual.
Scholarships all around.
despite his usual weekly rantings about being punctual to the show, Greg himself was not punctual for our show this evening.
And because he was not punctual,
this is beyond me.
We took over the show.
Was this shit rehearsed? That shit flowed too freely. Let me find out y'all fuckers was in here conspiring against me.
T, you got a sense?
Tyrick, have my back. Come on, like you be doing, Damon. Get them.
Go with the flow, T. Go with the flow.
This is beyond me.
Oh, God. Sit your ass down. Oh,
I already said that.
She ain't gonna do me like y'all. Are you gonna do me? Cause you was
look. I was about to have your back. Like,
okay. I mean, technically, you weren't punctual either.
Get me.
See, I put somebody on your side for you.
Well, since y'all don't think that I was here on time, y'all better leave me alone if I punch you off.
She's not my fat. But that's how it should.
I'm not fat.
All right.
Punch you off.
That was the definition of clever, people.
Yes.
That was the definition of clever. I like that.
Clever.
I like that.
I get it from her.
Thank you.
I get it from
y'all
her.
Y'all can punctual these nuts. I'm not doing this shit.
We can punch you in the nuts.
I'm done. We just been saying some of the dumbest shit, Dave. Me and you. None of the women got any of these dumbass one-liners that we got on file.
You said that.
I ain't got them.
All right, Tanisha.
Fuck this segment.
Oh, you went.
She did it.
We went.
I am the opposite of punctual. Every day when I'm going to class, class starts at 8. I don't get there at 12.
What?
Damn.
He's not lying. Wait. And I'm trying to push you out. I'm like, hey, what time it is? You got to go to class. What are you doing?
What kind of class you going to that allow you to be 4 hours late?
I mean, to his benefit, no disrespect. Who want to leave you?
That's
I got your back.
Thank you.
I got your back.
He's trying to get brownie points with him now.
Shots. Yes. Shots and beers. And
yes.
See, right.
I like shots. Oh, anyways, like, he's not lying. He's not punctual.
I'm going to work on being punctual-er.
Punctual-er.
Whoa.
Punctual-er.
Hey. Mine explode emoji.
Add that to the notes.
Ready? You got some?
Got what? I'm not doing this shit.
That's why he wasn't punctual today, because he was writing so many notes.
Listen here, I'm out of it.
Hey,
this ain't good.
Tiana don't want no smoke.
Can I get the floor for 1 second?
Go back out with the girls.
Can I get the floor for 1 second?
Go ahead.
I know all 7 continents.
Oh, out the shade.
All right. All right. Guess what?
Punctual with that one.
Come on. Let's go. I'm ready.
I don't have no comeback right now, but I'm going to have a comeback later in the show. Right. And when I have that comeback later in the show, it's going to be punctual.
Mm-hmm. Period.
She's going to cry in the car. All right, so, well, since we're freestyling.
Did you want to pose a question, sir? There's really no theme to tonight's show.
Yeah. Oh, that's a title.
What?
No theme.
Yeah. Yeah.
No theme.
Dude, yeah. No theme.
So real quick, just a couple, just something I wanted to go over with you guys real quick with everybody, with the family and everything. We are coming up on our final episode of this season.
Oh, yeah. That's
episode
important.
Episode 14 next Saturday. What's the date on that? Is that May 5th?
Oh, the 4th.
The 4th. That's right. Yeah. The 5th is a Sunday. Yeah.
Wait, what's the date? Dang, May 4th. My baby birthday, and I'm all off the dates. Continue.
No, it's all good. Tonight's more of a reflection type episode, you know? We can touch back on. I got a lot of different notes here from different episodes that we didn't cover that I want to go back on. And if anybody wants to pose a question, you know.
I actually had one.
What's
so
up?
I just kind of wanted to get in everybody's head a little bit. It's what's not up? Really. It's not a big deal, but
that's compromise. See what I did there?
I like the system we got going on here.
All right.
What are some of you guys' pet peeves?
I have so many.
Okay, just like look, the biggest one. Like, okay, for instance, mine's is. Let's see, the newest one that I found out is actually a pet peeve for me is. So when you come in our house, we have like this little platform that you step onto, and just for whatever reason, it's like tile or something, and then around that is carpet. So everybody, when they come into our house, you have to take your shoes off because we got like a really, really light brown tan carpet. So when you come in, you have to put your shoes in a spot, and they have to be together, and they have to be like in a row. So like it's my shoes. It's my girl shoes.
Bro, that's not a are pet peeve. That's OCD.
Right? Are you OCD? What?
No, it's a pet peeve because, listen, well, okay, yeah, sure, it's OCD.
Everybody so like, in my family is
so like
that,
some people come in my house and they just, like, they take their shoes off and, like, they kick one off and then pull the other one off with their heel. And they just leave the shoes where they take them off and it's like, what that's the fuck? Like, you nights. Come in my house and you see all
jeans.
Of these shoes in a certain order. Like, I have a guest spot
damn,
for
can
your
I ask
shoes.
You a quick question? You fold your drawers, don't you?
I fold all my underwear, oh, wow. My beaters, my t-shirts, wow. My pants, my basketball shorts.
Like you fold basketball shorts?
I fold everything. If you look in my drawers, all of my clothes are folded. Like
if you look in my
way.
Closet, all of my clothes are okay. On the floor.
Oh my god, no. That shit was insane.
I'm trying to understand
so
how
look.
I didn't get this jean. So look, like, so look. All my family is like this, so and I'd be like, I gotta chill. Like, oh,
so look, my clothes are all
life.
Like folded. It's
so
damn near color coded. It's damn near color coding. Like my girl, all her shit, like all her underwear and socks and shit. It's like she just take them out the basket and just throw that shit in the drawer.
Yeah.
And then be mad as fuck because when all that it. Shit is hanging out the drawer. And I'm like,
guilty.
Like one day
I
took one day I took out a whole day and I organized her closet. I took all of my shit out of our closet in our room and I put it in another room. And I organized all of her shit, all of her shirts, dresses, sweaters. Sleeveless shirts, vest pants, buy jeans and business pants.
Yeah. We're here.
We're here. Yeah, so yes. Closets is my other thing.
Don't feel bad.
So
closets
is
business
my other
pants?
Thing. Yes. Yes. And like every pants have to have his own hanger. That,
you know
like,
what though?
I go to Walmart and I buy not no shout out to Walmart.
I was gonna say what?
You yeah, because Walmart hangers are a dollar. Like Mario got that shit. So so I go buy hangers like every other day. So anybody else?
That's not my pet peeve, but it's funny because I used to be like that where I had to organize the like YouTube. I don't know what happened now. I just be like, shit, this shit in the drawer.
I used to be like that because I used to work at a department store.
I'm allergic.
So I was like, color coding. But after I started working there for like 3 years, I'm like, put in the closet, whatever. I do like my hangers to be uniform, though.
I got all
that's the only thing.
What do you mean when you say uniform?
Where I don't like Mitch Mac hangers, like how some people have wood hangers, plastic hangers. I don't like that. I want all my hangers to look like. I will throw them all away if they don't
no
match
wire.
I will go buy some more so they yep. all can match like
yep. That's me. I still like it, like I'm still a little bit OCD sometimes, but I'm still like chaotic at the same time. Mm-hmm. I just be all over.
It's so like we got our moments. It's messy enough for us.
All,
so
of,
we
all of my shirts
so we can
have
understand.
To be facing the same
organized
way.
Chaos yeah.
That's
organized
too much.
Chaos.
That's bullshit. Stop
that's
it Grit,
it's not
it's
really
yeah
dumbass people.
No,
hey. No. So judgy.
Do I sound like that?
Judgy
sometimes.
Oh, okay. Well, not today. Yeah, my biggest pet peeve is one word text messages.
Really?
Yes.
Give me one word. I hate reading. I just got in trouble. No,
there's a difference though. It's like, you know, if it's just a quick response to something, that's cool. But if we like legit talking about something, which we really shouldn't communicate that way.
I was going to say, call me.
Right. But I mean, you know, sometimes it be like that sometimes, right? But don't just hit me with a K or a, you know what I mean? Like, if I'm looking for a response because I'm asking you questions or I'm giving you some lead in statements to will you to where I'm trying to get you, let's communicate. Like that shit, that just irks my fucking nerves. Just that K or that KK. Like, fucking text me back. I hate this shit. I'm sorry.
KK. I can't stand it.
It's your pet peeve. It looks like you got a lot of pet peeves.
And dude, I hate, you know what else? Dudes that text back K. Like, bro, don't text me no more. I don't like that.
Yeah, so I don't text nigga.
I just call him.
I do. I hate texting. Yeah. Like, Greg, you probably know, like, a lot of times we'll be texting, I'll be like, hey, I'm going to just call you. And then your fucking phone is always on do not disturb, so drive me nuts.
I'm glad you, that's another pet peeve.
Tierra, you don't call me.
But if I did.
Right. It's like,
we wouldn't get a hold of
it. I don't like people that keep their phone on do not disturb. Like,
I keep mine on do not disturb.
Hey, Greg, how many conversations we had about that?
Because
just don't have a phone then, goddammit.
I don't like the phone.
Listen.
I hate when my phone rings.
Nowadays, I'm just at a place where it's just me and my peace. Mm-hmm. And unless I got something to talk to you about, we ain't got nothing to talk about. You know what I mean? I've just been preserving my peace. I'm just trying to center myself and get back to being great.
If we're talking about phones, my pet peeve with phones
that is silent
is when somebody calls you.
That's super silent.
And you don't answer, but you call them right back.
And they don't answer.
Like, not even a minute goes by, and they don't answer the phone.
Dude. Like, but see, listen.
How?
I know that's me.
Because,
you'll call me.
Yeah, I do that sometimes, too.
I'm easily distracted. So, I'll say, hey, and I'll throw my phone somewhere and get up and walk away. And then forget. Like, okay, don't even remember like, where I set my phone. And then, like, hours later, I'm like, oh, shit.
Can I interject?
Like, I'm so easily distracted.
One time, Dom called me on a Tuesday. I called her back. She called me back Sunday morning.
Shut up.
Dude, you called me?
So like, glad I live
yeah, with nigga, last week.
I lose my phone, like. I have it in my hand and I'd have lost it.
Right! Like, damn. I could be talking to you on the phone and be in my phone on the, like doing something else. Like I be all over.
Yeah, like you put your phone down. Yes. You can put your phone down and walk around the house and just be knowing stuff. My not even thinking about it.
That's one thing I get, Greg. I don't know. I've never put my phone on do not disturb, so I don't know what to do. But anytime I call him, he'll call me back in like less than a minute or two.
Yeah, because my, you know, let's be real. We always have our phones in our
hands. That's why it's so dumb to me.
That's what I'm saying.
But you check it every 2 seconds. So you know
because I usually be. Wait, first off.
Not first you off, in particular.
No, but I'm just saying for me, like, y'all know I've been working on a couple different things for the show. So, you know, I'm always doing something for the show. So, you know, we're communicating with y'all about the show. So I always have my phone in my hand. But, you know, as soon as you turn that ring, you know, as soon as you take it off, that's when you get the bill collectors. Vibrate. That's when you get the favors.
My block is long as the yellow pages.
Everybody got to go. My excuse for real shit is most times I put my phone on do not disturb when I'm in a, if I'm in a low space for myself. And so I put myself on do not disturb to hide. But then I do check it because most times I'm thinking, damn, like if Maya's at school or something, she's not in my presence, so I have to check it. But then I'm like, okay, no more people. Okay, all right. Like so, that would be why I keep checking my phone.
Well, that's understandable. But Dom, when you all good to go,
hello,
yeah, don't even.
I don't. I tell
you don't like talking on the phone.
I don't. I hate talking on the phone. Like I will literally watch my phone ring and then text you. Look.
I know.
I gotta give her credit though, because anytime I need to talk to Dom about anything related to the show or just anything in general, like she will sit
there.
She'll
be there.
Yeah, so you loyal as fuck in terms of that. You are a good friend in terms of that. And a lot of times, like I'll be done like 10 minutes in, and she'll still be talking.
I'm telling you.
I mean, continuously talking, but just like, you know, she's keeping the conversation going. Because at first, you know, you got to beg her to stay on the phone.
I'm telling you. Dom will call me and be like, you made it home? I'll be like, yeah, I'm home, Dom. Thanks for calling. She'll be like, all right, bye, click. I ain't even get out home yet. And then she had texted the group like, hey, I'm so glad everybody made it home. I'm happy. Yeah, I'm happy you let me know. Like, nah, yeah. I'm just on the phone with you. You could have just told me that.
She is notorious for making sure everybody get home.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you, she do not bullshit when
she
it comes to getting home.
And then don't not text her.
She'd be like, call me when you get home. Call me when you get home. Let her know you stay 30 minutes away. She calling you 31 minutes later. Yeah. 31 minutes later. You get home. You made it home yet? Yeah, I'm click home.
30-01.
I just want to hear yeah.
Let's spin that into a question here. Let's talk about loyalty. Is loyalty more than just a tattoo that we see on people's arms nowadays and those big bubble letters? What is loyalty? And who, me? No, I got Thug Life tattooed on my chest.
Are we on camera?
Well, damn, I can't even.
Shout out to Pac.
I talk too much.
Well, I started hearing Pac say it when you said it. Sing
I mean,
it
that's the first
it.
Thing that comes yeah. to your mind. Anyway, right. So loyalty in 2019, like, I take that very serious. When I bring you into my circle, I obviously trust you. Sometimes I can be a little too trusting, but I've been more careful with that more recently. But when I bring you into my fold, into my circle, you know, I'm going to hold you down, and I expect the same. And if I'm holding you here and you got me here, if it ain't balanced and I'm, you know, holding you down way more than you holding me down, I'm going to shift the weight and I'm just going to move you out the picture. Mm-hmm. Loyalty is serious for me. You know what I mean? Because, you know, trust is real, and you just can't have everybody rocking with you. And if I can't rock with you the same way that I rock with somebody that I've been rocking with like that for real, then I just we gotta have a distance between us. You feel me?
For sure.
Chris, what's loyalty to you?
Ooh.
Fiance Chris, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Right.
Get it right.
Right. Put some respect on his name. Right.
Okay.
One of these days, we got to reenact that in here. Are we finished or are we done?
On trio, right.
Got to put some respect on my name.
He walked in all out of breath like he was crying in the hallway.
Oh, my God.
I just want to tell you, put some respect on my name. All right, I'm sorry.
Kenny.
Fiance Chris.
Loyalty. It plays a big part of me. Like, I am like a super loner. So, like, loyalty to me is, like, everything. I can't even be around you if I don't feel you're loyal, you know, to what I believe is loyal, you know. Everybody got their own perceptions and everything on it. But, you know, loyal to me is basically just being down, being real, you know, and feeling like I can have you around me without me getting upset.
Yeah. Tier.
I agree with what he said. Like, everybody has their own definition, because I feel like a lot of people are real sensitive and everybody thinks that loyalty is always being there. I can't always be there for you. I'm not God, Jesus, or whoever you believe in. I can't always be there to give you advice or be there to be a shoulder to cry on every time. Like, I can't always do that. I just feel like loyalty is knowing, like, I can, like, when I really need you, like, you're there for me, like, I can, for whatever reason, but I don't put too much into one person. I feel like people always put too much, or they put place loyalty
with
on,
trust,
like,
too much
trust on one person. And it'd be like, you gotta, like, spread it out, like, or you need, like, what are you doing for yourself? You expect so much out of everybody else. What are you doing for you? Like, you can't put that on everybody. So that's what I gotta say about that.
Chantel.
Yes.
Loyalty. I'm sorry. Real quick, that was really dope. I feel you 100% on that. Yeah. Chantel.
Loyalty is everything to me, because I'm the type of person where whatever energy that I put out, I want to receive that back. And if I don't receive that back, you got to go. Because that'll take too much of your energy away. And nobody likes that. No.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Lady T.
Yes.
Are y'all flirting across the mic? All I heard was yes, babe. Aww.
What?
Lady T, I'm sorry.
Loyalty means a lot to me. I mean, I've always been I've always been to myself, but for those who I do allow to get close to me, whatever I'm giving you, I expect to get back. I don't expect to talk to anybody all day, every day. I don't expect to hear from you even every week. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Everybody, we grown. We got our own lives and all that mm-hmm. stuff. But be there for me like I am for you. Because I ride for my friends.
You hear me?
So what about
I ride for them? Yes.
Like, let me get it back.
Yeah.
So what about in relationships? I had a weird incident happen a long time ago where my ex betrayed the fuck out of me with a neighbor. Like, you know, she went back and repeated something that I said to him, like in passing. And it's like, we in a whole relationship.
Oh,
you my neighbor. Whole significant other. Oh,
that's and out of line.
Yeah, like, so,
super
like,
out of line.
So let's shoot to Chantel and Chris since we have a live couple in the building. Yes.
I wanna do my loyalty really fast.
Look, I know. Can I get on
it? No. Okay, listen, like 30 seconds. Loyalty, life is a big ass lesson. So you
yes.
get what you give.
Oh my gosh.
That's yep. it.
Yeah.
Life is a big ass lesson. And I play my part and I rewalk all my footsteps and I just know how to handle my shit now, you know. Yeah. And anything bad to happen, I just take that shit as a lesson, take it to the chin,
that's
and keep
it
moving.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all. I'm done.
Yep.
Drop some mic.
Boom.
So Was loyalty ever a question between you two throughout the course of your relationship?
Ooh.
No, not really.
Dope.
Not really. I don't think it was at all. We started off basically friends. Like, we got to know each other. And my loyalty haven't been tested yet. Not saying yet, but, you know, it hasn't
yeah,
been
yeah, it hasn't happened.
Right.
Yeah, you haven't experienced that. You know, had to deal with that lesson. So.
Yeah, like, yeah. I think it's pretty dope, like. This is, like, awesome, like, the best relationship I've ever been in. And it's, like, dude, like.
Aww.
Yes, blush, baby, blush.
350 degrees, little chocolate chips to get the best.
I'm not about to.
Hey, let them have a moment. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, we never had an issue with loyalty, ever. Like, I don't feel like we ever did, but. You know, as you're dating somebody, you want to make sure that they are going to be loyal to you. So that was something that I had going on with yeah. me. Like, I'm like, okay, well, you know, I don't know if he down for me or not. But even if he was showing that he was, it's like, got tread lightly.
Yes.
Like
I did.
That's
that.
Me.
Yeah, yeah. And he saw that in me, and I didn't know that until, you know, further in our relationship. We had a conversation, and he discussed that with me. Like, yeah, I noticed you was kind of, it's like you knew it was there, but you was kind of pulling back. Yeah, and I was like, I was. Cause
that's how I ended up in Southfield then.
Look, see?
I was like, I don't know if I can trust him.
Yes.
That's real. That's so real. Well, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true, so, depending on what you've been through.
But yeah,
we've both been through a lot. Well,
we did. So, but once I realized it, well, I already realized it, but I had to, you know, warming up and be like, look, stop playing.
Take
like, he ain't doing nothing. You can see that. It's obvious. It's there. Stop playing. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. And I was like, mm-hmm. what you said, drop the mic.
Yeah.
Drop the mic.
Get that ring, girl.
Yeah.
Get that.
So did communication play a role in that clear understanding?
That was the biggest part.
Yeah, what I've noticed between the two of you, and we talked about this in the car, you guys have those necessary conversations that we don't typically have in relationships where you explain, this is how I need to be loved.
Yes.
This is how I need you to communicate with me. This is how I react when I'm upset. Mm-hmm. This is how I am when I'm dealing with tragic situations.
Yes.
I mean, because if you don't say that, how would that other person know?
Exactly.
Like we discussed earlier, some people think you mind readers. Like, you're not a mind reader. Like, you have to physically tell people, like, look, this, I like this, I don't like this, blah, 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 and they're going to follow suit or they're not. If they don't follow suit, they got to go. Period. Yes.
Dom, you wanted to say something?
No, because I was going back to the kid. It was just funny that we were talking about, like, how you need to be loved and stuff. And I literally had this conversation with, it's not a relationship, but with the kid, like, about a week or so ago. And I asked her, like, how do you feel love? Like, what is it that makes you feel that people love you? And she was just like, I trust them, and I feel that I can trust them.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought that was
so
dope.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's a lot of people
that. Damn,
life
is a vibe.
You should.
Life is a vibe.
And it's dope that you have those kind of conversations
exactly.
with your daughter, because later on
you
in life,
to,
that's going
to
play a big development in her love for
my daughter's
herself
understanding.
Some people don't, they don't know. You don't have to sugarcoat things for your child. Once they get a certain age, like, you give it to them real because they're going to learn it later on.
From and somebody it's better for
you
else.
To, yeah, exactly. And it's better for you to tell them the right way so they know how to react. So,
not only that, but you just be surprised at how much kids pay attention to things.
They pick up.
Mm-hmm. I mean, think my 2-year-old guy, baby, can pick up my phone and navigate YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
YouTube. At 2 years old, I was pooping and playing in water.
Right.
I wish my son would pick up the goddamn trash and take that shit out when it's
You know, that's the kind of stuff you gotta you gotta beat it into him, though.
But you know what? Not even that, because I ain't gonna tell y'all, like, I grew up in that, like, where you clean it. I'm messy now. Like, I'm not nasty, but I'm messy. Like, fuck this shit.
But there's a difference between being nasty and messy.
It is.
But I'm saying, like, growing up, it was always clean up, clean up, clean up. And that's how it was with her at first. I used to be like, clean this, clean that, clean this. Why this? Because then I swear she would clean her room and an hour later it'd be dirty again. I'm like, what the fuck just happened? But I just stopped. I just, you know what? Fuck it. I keep telling her to clean up, but then I don't feel like cleaning up, so fuck it. I mean, because I grew up feeling like you have to have everything clean, but you know, man, it's not a, she's chaotic too. I'm chaotic. Fuck it.
So, Tierra, what's a necessary conversation for you? Like, let's say you met, we'll call him Marcus. You met Marcus at the grocery store, and Marcus is getting to know you.
Marcus, right?
Like, I feel like we just.
What's a necessary conversation that you feel that you should have with Marcus in terms of something that's important to you?
Like what he's looking for, and like what his intentions are at that moment. Because I feel like I've been running into a lot of unemotionally available guys. Like, they just kind of out here. And I'm not looking for that. Like, if I was out here like, oh, whatever, hey, fling here, fling there, then that's cool. But a lot of guys are just out here trying to do that. And I'm like, we just need to be on the same page as far as that. Then we can move forward. Yes. And then I want to know more about you and your background or whatever have you. But that's, like, the most important thing. Like, what are your intentions?
That's where that communication comes in.
Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, that's communication.
What are we doing?
Yeah, it's very important. Don, what about you? What's a necessary conversation for you if a suitor was coming for your charm?
Damn, y'all want me. I don't even have
everybody
an
else
answer.
In here married and in a relationship. So.
No, I don't really have an answer because I know I'm so wishy-washy. Like, I think the most important is, like, my kid. You know, that's the first thing for me. Like,
true.
If I feel like she flocks to you, then I'll go for you, to be honest. Because if she's not feeling it, then
kids definitely
that's
feel
a good
energy.
Point. Yeah. And vice versa, you need to, like.
I had a friend.
Acknowledge her store. Presence. I don't like people.
Not
that
even
like,
that.
Like, no,
it's not
you
even,
have to acknowledge
you
her.
You acknowledging you her to me is her acknowledging you like, because, like, I have people. You know, I have lots of friends.
Yeah.
And I know who she will
navigate to.
That's
yeah. Even something as simple as the grocery store when she's back here. She don't want to be bothered with you.
Yeah.
And why? You know what I'm saying? Because
But that's good
that
parenting,
energy.
Too, when you notice that she's back there. Like, because I'm all about my kids and what they love Chantel. I'm like, yes. But, that's a deal breaker. Like, you cannot function, like, in a good relationship without your kids being
on
board.
Yeah, without the kids vibing with
them. And I don't have any children. And I'm like, I've never really been around children except for my friends' kids. They were like, you know, relatives. So it's like, but
so real.
They gravitated towards me and I did towards them. Their energy is awesome.
I was
up
there. Yes, that energy.
Yes, the energy was awesome. I'm like, yes.
Yes, I had my fingers crossed, my toes. What you call it? Thumb in the bun? Thumb in the bun crossed.
They can acknowledge we have kids and try to win them up. Because
it wasn't going to happen. Like, I love her
to
death, but it had to happen.
Yeah. So for me, a very important conversation that I have to have is I need to know where you at mentally in life right now, because I'm gonna tell you where I'm at. I'm gonna tell you what I'm prepared for.
That's
and where
what I'm
yeah, yeah and you know and where I'm headed and if our goals and our paths don't align in some kind of way
at this point
we got to make that quick
go.
we gotta go. And that's just where I'm at in life. I don't have time for to waste time.
Exactly.
I'm done. I'm done.
Time
with
that. Is the essence.
Absolutely. So let's.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say, for me, it's everything. Like, I'm just putting everything out. Like, it's all good. Like, look, this the bad, this the very bad, and this the very ugly. Like, I'd rather you see that, and then we grow to see the good.
Absolutely. Dame, hit us up with our sponsors real quick so we can wrap up.
Yeah. So, More Unique Design, shout out to you. All of our custom unique designs. You will hold us down and let us know what it is. She get you out here, how you looking right. So, shout out to you.
And Allie Mechanic. Oh, my God. And Allie Mechanic, servicing Wisconsin, Chicago, and Detroit. Hit them up. They do great work for the low, low price. We thank you, family, for rocking with us. It is that time where we have to say goodbye. We ask that you kick it with us on Facebook, at Woke-ish, on Instagram, at Woke_ish_19. We do this for one reason and one reason only. Who we do it for, squad?
The culture.
Culture.
Good night, y'all.